8:15, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
And as we do every morning at this time, it is our opportunity to check in with Kansas City Chiefs at training camp at St. Joseph, Missouri. And, of course, on the eve of game day for the preseason opener, it's great to get in touch with the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, as we say, good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Stephen, and good morning, Theodore. Yes, even though it's been the shortest postseason in NFL history, from the 11th of February to the 5th of September, but for Chiefs fans, it feels like it's time to play football, even though the offseason evaporated. And by the way, American Ag Credit, love them for sponsoring this segment, agloan.com, 800-848-65. They were inquiring, can you get a Notre Dame Honor Guard puffy head and then a plume on the top, right? You have a yellow plume on top of the puffy head.
Right.
They're thinking about that as a premium. Remember the old days of a premium? You open up an account, you get a toaster.
Yeah.
What if you... I don't know. They're looking at a promotion, maybe with the Kingman County Fair, that you could get a puffy-headed Notre Dame Irish Guard hat to wear around. Status.
How about a keychain? Like that.
That'll work, too. But having a toaster, that was always the go-to. Or a pocket knife. Can't do that anymore. But, yeah, no, we're good. And we're getting ready to go to Jacksonville. It's literally as soon as I hang up from you guys. I am hustling to get to the bus, to get to the plane, and we're going to Duval County.
First preseason meeting with the Jaguars in 23 years, the Chiefs and Jacksonville, and the only road game of the preseason.
Yeah, it's the 9-8 split. If you get, this is weird, if you get 9 road games, which the Chiefs have this year, then you get 2 home preseason games, like whoop-de-doo. And last year we had 9 home games, but one of them was in Frankfurt.
Right.
So we really only had 8 games, but that's the way it works. 9-8, 8-9. If you're 8-9, 8 home, 9 away, you get 2 preseason home games.
All right. First preseason game. What do the Kansas City Chiefs coaching staff and management want to get accomplished this weekend?
Well, people, again, I tell you guys this every year, don't blow these games off. Pay attention to them because a lot of the Super Bowl runs are hatched in these games. The first is Kingsley Suamaatia, who is the Chiefs' starting left tackle now. Rookie out of BYU, throwing him into intermediate swimming lessons on the first day of beginners. And Jacksonville's probably going to play their first team guys against him and 2 of the best pass rushers in the league in Josh Allen, the other Josh Allen, not the quarterback, and Trevon Walker are his opposite rotating. So this is a big task for the young lad from BYU. Good laboratory here for that young man. The other one would be wide receiver. I kind of laid this out the other day, and I'll keep repeating it over the next several weeks, is that there are 14 wide receivers in the camp. Usually teams keep 6. I think we'll keep 7. But of those 7, there is a battle for 3 spots among 5 guys. And these are familiar names in McCole Hardman, Kadarius Toney, Sky Moore. The new names is Nico Remigio and then Justin Ross, who was the phenom at Clemson for 1 year, and everyone wants him to regain that form. But there's a race for those guys to get to 2 slots, or maybe 3. There's just not room for everybody. Very intriguing. And then defensively, it's a big night for your K-Staters, for Felix Anyadike Uzomah. He has had a really good camp. You know, he's playing behind Mike Dana, George Karloftis, Charles Omenihu when he comes in after his injury. But Felix, if he has a big game, it's just going to kind of accentuate what he's doing in camp. And then finally, pay attention to this, everybody. Please pay attention. The new kickoff rule. This is the demolition derby at the let's pick another county. Let's pick the Harvey County Fair this time. It's the demolition derby. Watch these kickoffs. It's like nothing you've ever seen. It is a Revolutionary War skirmish line. We salute Lexington and Concord every time we do a kickoff. Watch it. It's wild. And we'll see how the Chiefs kick, cover, and return in this new the new law that has been passed down.
Yeah, putting that through the test in the preseason. I'm glad you mentioned the wide receivers here on Henry Marshall's 70th birthday, the former Chiefs wide receiver. I mean, here's a guy that he's not a Hall of Famer, but, man, he caught a ton of passes, and you can use a guy like a Henry Marshall on the roster.
On bad teams as well. So he was productive and one of the bright lights in a kind of a darker time for Kansas City. a lot of those guys, I'll include Stephon Page.
Yeah.
We can go down the line. If they would have played in this offense, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Stephon Page might have been in the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. And maybe Henry Marshall. If they would have had Andy Reid scheming stuff up, and those were good quarterbacks they played with, but they're not Patrick Mahomes. I saw Kevin Lockett the other day. I thought, he goes, oh my gosh, I'd still be playing. But yeah, I've tip of the cap to Henry Marshall, but these wide receivers now, there's a lot of talent here, but there's not enough room in the end.
And of course I always talk about you on preseason game number one is how you prep for a 91 guys up for the Chiefs and 91 guys playing for Jacksonville. How's your prep going? Are you getting any sleep at night?
No, I'm not, actually. And then when you try to get some sleep, you fall asleep for a while, and then you wake up and stare at the ceiling fan in the dorm room at the cinder blocks, but actually came home last night for one night and stared at the ceiling fan and thinking through all those 182 players. Instead of counting sheep, you count players, and you still can get to 182, and you're like, I'm still not asleep. Now what do I do? But it's Andy Reid likes to play everybody in these games.
Yeah.
Now, he has said the first team, second, third, and we all know if the first team looks great, offense coming out of the gate, Mahomes won't be out there for a second series. However, he wants to see everybody. You've got to be ready for everybody to be in this game. So I don't think there's many sports where you have to count for 182 guys in a single game, but thank you, NFL preseason, to get us all ready for the real stuff.
Well, I know when that Super Bowl trophy is handed out several months ago, we always think, next season's so far away, and here we are. We're right on the doorstep.
Yeah, blink your
eyes. Some have chomped at the bit, you guys, like, oh, it's finally here. I'm thinking, I think we just had a parade or whatever. Like, it's just evaporated, but it's exciting. And mainly it's exciting because I've tried to give you the vibe here in these first 2 weeks of the reports that this team of the Chiefs will get on this plane feeling like they haven't won anything.
Mm-hmm.
This team is so focused to try to pull this off. It's inspiring, really. And so we'll see if we can't get something done tomorrow night.
2 weeks down in our training camp reports, 2 weeks to go. We look forward to it every morning at 8:15. Have a great call tomorrow night.
Pay attention to the new kickoff rule. It looks like Steve McIntosh's first day at driver's ed at Wichita West.
All right. Thank you, Mitch. We'll talk to you next week. Talk to you next Monday at 8:15. And we'll
Give me one of those puffy heads.
Yes.
Give me one of those puffy hats. Okay, I love you forever. All right.
All right, there he goes. He's heading to Jacksonville. Mitch Holtus, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs. Of course, we visit with Mitch for training camp reports every weekday morning at 8:15 right here with Steve and Ted, courtesy of American Ag Credit.
Coming up the Hannity Morning Minute, Sean says every American is affected by Biden policies. That's on the way, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.